Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Lynn. I'm in charge of sales and marketing, calling in from Colorado tonight, and really excited about the training that we have. So I'm going to try to keep the corporate announcement pretty quick because we got a new three-star crown on the line, Tracy Fujikani. She made three-star crown. I think she's only the sixth person in the entire company to hit that rank, and she did that last month. And then Dr. Dana McGrady, new two-star crown. Boy, it seemed like just a couple months ago she had just made it to crown, and we were recognizing her for that. And the reason it seems like that is because that's actually what happened. Just a couple months ago, she was crowned, and now she's two-star. So, you know, both these people have a tremendous amount of knowledge, and we're really, really thankful that they're willing to share that with us here tonight. But before we do that, I got a couple of important announcements. Of course, our Countdown to Convention promotion is going on through convention. Thanks to Dave and Amy, this is a really big, really expensive promotion and a great opportunity for you and all the people you know to get gold packs for $25 off, to get platinum packs for $50 off, to get launch packs for $75 off, plus new promoters if they enroll and get their convention ticket at the same time, whether it's through customer service or online, either way, they're only going to pay $129 for a convention ticket. We're 30 days away from convention. It feels like I've been in the middle of convention for the last 2 months now as all the new product labels and brochures are coming across my desk, all the new programs that we're doing, all the things that we're doing all for this business and throughout this business, up, down. I mean, this is going to be a very different event. I've been talking to our field advisory board members and lots of our crowns, and you know, last year was a fantastic convention. It was really, really a special time to bring the community together. But this year, I mean, we're going to have some crazy new products, new promotions, new gear, all kinds of things. Hello, you can hit star six, and that'll keep you muted. So
I'm so sorry. I was trying to get some information about the detox that I was doing, and for 20 minutes I listened to other people on my...
So sorry for that interruption there. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people on the line, so I can't take individual questions at this moment, but certainly every day we have our transformation support call, so you're welcome to join us on that. So you're going to want to be at convention for sure. There's only 1 month to go. 30 days from now, we're going to be at convention. It's going to be a ton of fun. And I just got new information. I did not realize this, and I think it's really important everyone knows, is that you need to reserve your hotel room. If you don't have a hotel room, we actually only have until the 17th of this month, and then we have to release all unused hotel rooms. And I believe that the Sheraton, the hotel that we still have hotel rooms left, that it's sold out other than our hotel room. So they're anxious to get a hold of our hotel rooms. So chances are if you don't get a hotel room here in the next 3 days through PuriumIgnite.com, you may not be close to the convention. So don't miss out. It's really important if you're on the line to make sure you got your hotel room. If you're know somebody else who's been thinking about going to convention, make sure you tell them, because we're down to 3 days left, and then whatever hotel rooms are not booked, we're going to have to release them. So big, big time. I just learned that information myself. So lots of stuff going on. Make sure you read your email blast. They're posted in the back office, and lots of good information and new things happening. And one of the things that we do every week that we're going to be announcing here tonight is we give away two free convention tickets. These are people who enroll the PLC member, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. The more that you enroll, the more chances you have to win. And then in addition, you have to have already purchased your convention ticket. So if you've got a convention ticket, you enrolled a PLC member last week, and you're on tonight's call, then you could be a winner. And so I'm going to announce a couple of names right now, and all you need to do is hit star six. If you are Mary Broussard from California, Down to Earth Therapeutics, Mary Broussard from California, are you on the line? Because you just got your convention ticket paid for by David Sandoval and Amy Venner. Mary Broussard from California, Going once, going twice. All righty, next winner is Marin Wilding from Colorado. Marin, are you on the line? Star 6, let us know. Going once, going twice. Boy, I'd love to give away these tickets. You've worked hard to earn them. Mary Broussard, Marin Wilding. All right, I'm going to go to our third person. I always like to have an alternative just in case because I want to give one away. And this gentleman's from Hawaii. His name is Jeff Oshiro. Jeff Oshiro, your convention ticket's paid for. You're coming all the way from Hawaii to go to convention. We'd love to pay for your ticket for free. I just need to hear from you. Hit star 6.
Hey.
All righty. Yeah.
David, I'm here.
Jeff, hey, all man, right. Congratulations.
Hey, David, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for all the hard work you've been doing, enrolling new members and, you know, making the commitment to come from Hawaii to convention. So we're going to make sure we get your ticket paid for, okay?
All right. I'm excited. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the call. Just hit star 6. So, well, cool. Well, I want to make one more last announcement, and then we'll bring Tracy on. So I think most of you know, but maybe not everybody, that we've got a bigger enrollment promotion that's been going on since we first announced convention. And what we said was the people who enroll the most PLC members, the number one enroller will be announced at convention, and if they're there, they will get $3,000 in cash. Our second place enroller will get $2,000 in cash. And our third place enroller will get $1,000 in cash. We're giving away $6,000 on stage in cash at convention. You got to be there at convention to win. And right now, our top 10 enrollers are PLC members. Now, this is in alphabetical order. So these are our top 10, but it's not necessarily 1 through 10 in order of number of enrollments. But our top 10 includes Erica Alvis, Alicia Emmond, Kimberly Fanning, Becky and Clint Gunter, Tanya J. Maven, Tevia Jones, Miley Latuli, Lynette Ray, Regina Scholes, Jana Stafford, Darren Steen, and Kim Steinberger. So hopefully you heard your name. If you didn't hear your name, keep working. That doesn't mean you don't have a chance to win $3,000 or $2,000 or $1,000. And if you heard somebody that you want to share, you know, if you know that they're in your downline, definitely make sure that you need to let them know. They could be on their way to earning up to $3,000 at convention. So lots of stuff going on, lots of good things. We're really excited about, you know, what's happening with the business and excited about all these new PLC members coming in. And, you know, with that said, you know, that's the way that we build 3-star crowns. That's the way we build 2-star crowns, is to just do those same good things, those same lessons over and over and over again. And I want to bring on Tracy Fujikani from Hawaii, brand new 3-star crown. As I said, I think one of only a half a dozen people who've ever earned this rank. And she's going to do a new training called the 3 actions that build your foundation. So even if you're a 3-star crown with literally tens of thousands of people in your business, you need a foundation. And so she's going to share that with us here this evening. Tracy, you on the line?
I'm here, David. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, first of all, congratulations on making it to 3-star crown. And you know, most people know who you are, but if you don't mind, why don't you just give just a quick overview on your background and you know, what it took to get the 3-star crown, and then we'd love to hear about the 3 actions that build the foundation you're training here tonight.
Thanks so much, David. And it's been an interesting journey. I'm a business person. That's the place where I come from. Although I had my own personal health and wellness transformation, so I definitely am engaged in that part, and it's very meaningful to me, and yet I really saw the business opportunity when I came to Purium. Being a licensed mortgage banker, I had already wanted to find that opportunity to have more freedom over my schedule and the ability to get paid in direct relation to my results. So I love that about network marketing, that I didn't have to kill to eat anymore. Is the path that I'm trying to take, is, you know, going from 100% commission and still being bound by certain things, and now having my very own Purium business, where I truly have been enjoying that freedom of my schedule to travel and be with team members, and really this is my Purium lifestyle, and getting to Three Star Crown was an incredible run. And I remember I was just looking in my messages that Brandy had asked me on April 28th, what was my convention goal? And I had sent her a picture that was already on my whiteboard that said Three Star Crown and the 300,000 points and all of the things that were necessary to make that happen. And I sent that to her on April 28th. And so I have an amazing team that ran with me, and that's really what it takes to get there, is ranking together as a team. So it's no surprise that I heard several of my team members' names on that top 10 list and in the rankings that came out last month as well, because we always rank together as a team.
Awesome. Well, great stuff. And I think that's a fantastic overview and leads right into your training about the three actions. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks, David. So three things that we can really do to give ourselves a solid foundation to launch from. That's the foundation of success, I believe, is that when we can work on these three things, that we have such a perfect platform to really launch from, and that's what it really takes. And so I'm all about, what can I do? And so the first thing that we can do is make an unyielding commitment. And when I say unyielding commitment, I mean to ourselves, to our dreams, to our goals, to our families, to whatever that thing is that we really can solidify in our brain. And when I say unyielding, some of the things that I think about are, most, the median income in America is $40,000 a year. And when our $40,000 a year job calls us and says there's mandatory overtime this weekend, we don't come back and say, oh, but it's my son's birthday, or there's a game that I wanted to watch, or there's a commitment that I have. We go running without even a second thought. So if we can have that kind of work ethic and commitment to someone else's dream, isn't it time that we make that kind of unyielding commitment to our own dream, so that it becomes not just if we get stuck at the if question, then we really can't get to the how. So let's make that unyielding commitment. So then it's only about how we're going to do it. We might not know how we're going to do it yet, but we have to make the decision first and foremost. And then once we've made that unyielding commitment, now we can start to build unshakable belief. And when I say unshakable belief, I'm talking about belief so high that it becomes conviction, where there's no room for doubt. That's the kind of belief that I'm talking about. And I'm going to go over seven areas that you can build that belief in. But I'm going to go on to the third thing and circle back around to that. So the third thing that we can do is to cultivate an unstoppable positive attitude, that we have a choice, that every situation has both positive and negative, and it's how we choose to look at it and what we take from it and what serves us. And I come from being a photographer, and back in the day, we used to look at negatives, if anyone remembers that. And you would decide, you know, sort of which pictures you were going to develop based on what you're looking at in the negative. But isn't it kind of a weird way to look at the world? But yet we've been so accustomed to looking at it that way, through that lens, because we're literally paid oftentimes in our jobs to find the things that are wrong, to identify the problems. I even often say my body workers, my massage therapists, and all of my people who do that kind of work, they're not looking for the relaxed areas of the body. They're looking for all of the knots. And so we're constantly being trained, and that's muscle memory for us. So cultivating that unstoppable positive attitude, it's not the easiest thing to do. And one of the easiest ways to get started is to write down your 10 gratitudes every morning, what you're grateful for, and how is another way that you can take a look at a situation. And it takes work, but it's well worth it. So going back to the areas of belief that we can work on, the first one is going to be our industry, network marketing, to really understand that network marketing has been responsible for creating the most millionaires in any industry in the world as a whole. And understanding the lives that it's changed, and knowing people who are being successful, like getting to know the real life people and their real stories and how network marketing has empowered them, and really understanding that this is the great, network marketing is a great leveler. It doesn't matter your education, your social economic status, your gender. There's no glass ceiling except the one that's self-imposed. So if you understand what an amazing industry that we're part of, you can proudly say, what do I do? I'm a professional network marketer. And just as an aside on that, David, I can tell you in all of my travels, and I've traveled pretty extensively over the past couple of years, anytime I've traveled in the airport, on the plane, when I meet people, when I can say it with that kind of confidence, what do? I'm a professional network marketer. I've never had anyone question, raise an eyebrow or ask, is that some kind of pyramid or is that some kind of... Nobody's ever said that simply because of the confidence that I can present that with, because I really understand what I have, that I am grateful to be part of the network marketing industry. And then the
great
second
lesson.
Thing is our company and really understanding Purium, its history, how stable it is, that, you know, we own all of this equipment and that we have employees that have been with us for 18 years. I mean, that's got to say something for a company, and, you know, really understanding that we have capacity for growth even at the level that we're at, tremendous capacity for more growth. And then getting to know the third thing is Dave and Amy, the owners, really having belief in the owners and understanding that we don't have these money-grubbing, flashy owners trying to make a buck. We have passionate, mission-driven, humble people who really care about us and what they do and the mission that's at hand. So listening to the calls and getting to know them, coming to meet Amy in Honolulu, you know, really getting to know who they are as people so you can understand the direction and where we're at and why we do the things that we do and how amazing that they are. And then once we have belief in the owners, then it's really the products, which I think we get tricked into thinking that's the easiest one because people have this amazing transformation and they're like, yes, I know the products work. And yet there's an entire product line. There's an entire product line for lifestyle that we need to be aware of, the depth and the breadth, and to really know with conviction that we have something for everyone, whether it's weight loss or cleansing, those are the obvious ones, but whether it's anti-aging, whether it's nutrition, whether it's a million different things, there really is something for everyone. And to really know how clean our product is, coming down to the ingredients and what's comparable out there in the marketplace, which there really isn't. You know, people say alkaline your body, and yet they still have maltodextrin, they still have silicon dioxide, they still have... So really to know our products and having that solid conviction about how our products are formulated and put together, and knowing that the 10-day transformation is that gateway to lifestyle and understanding that. And then once we get past the products and we have that conviction with the products, now it's team. And this is a little trickier one, and this is one I really encourage my team to pay attention to, is that when I say conviction about the team, and it's really holding everyone, meaning your up team support and all of your downline, all of your team members that you have introduced to this business, holding everyone as capable. And this is so critical because we have a certain perspective when we're introduced to this business by a friend. And either, one, they're our friend, and now all of a sudden they're supposed to become our leader just because they introduced us. And we need to give everyone space to grow and develop. And then looking at ourselves and saying, well, am I the leader that I need to be for my team? And it's all of us giving us each other that space to develop and grow and be the great people that we really are. So it's holding our team up and down as capable. And then it's coming to the system. Really understanding the system that we have, the Fast Start Game Plan, all of its components, all of the tools that we have, that this system works, that we have bought into this franchise that we didn't have to pay six figures for, that we don't have to become a glorified minimum wage income earner to take advantage of, like if you were to buy, say, a Subway franchise. We really have this system that can work for anyone regardless of their experience. And then once we get past the system, the seventh thing, the foundational piece, is really ourselves. That's number seven, is self. Belief in myself, belief in what I'm capable of, belief that I'm capable of helping others to grow as well, and giving ourselves space and having that posture. When I ask the question, am I willing to be a millionaire? and figuring out what does it take to make that happen? Who do I need to become? That's part of that question. And when you have belief in those seven areas, it doesn't stop there. And just like every morning, we get up and we wash our hands. I hope that that's not the last time of the day we do it. And if you do, let me know before convention so I know when I meet you. But, you know, it takes maintenance because we live in a world that will wear away at our belief system constantly. So definitely maintaining that once we have it. So, again, it's make an unyielding commitment, build unshakable belief, cultivate an unstoppable positive attitude, and those seven areas are the industry, the company, the owners, the products, the team, the system, and ourselves. And if you have that and you can feel that exuding, that is an amazing foundation to launch your business from, to launch this mission from, to be able to help so, so many more people when you can have that kind of conviction. So that's really the foundational piece that I wanted to share today, David.
Well, awesome, awesome, awesome stuff, Tracy. And I love the words unyielding and unshakable and unstoppable. I mean, those adjectives have so much power in them that, you know, if that's the energy that you bring to your business, it kind of doesn't matter what you do. If you're unyielding, unshakable, and unstoppable, great things are going to happen. And so thanks for sharing those great words as well as the concepts that surround them. So congratulations on making 3-star. Looking forward to having you on stage at convention. And thanks for your training here this evening.
Thanks, David.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we've got, as I said, new 2-star crown, Dr. Dana McGrady. It's really Dr. Dana and Adam, but I believe Dr. Dana is going to be speaking for the couple here tonight. And, you know, just made it to Crown in April, and sure enough, a couple months later, you know, she and her team and have risen through the ranks one more time. And I know she's got a fantastic training as well. But Dr. Dana, for those who missed the call just a couple of months ago, why don't you share a minute or two about yourself, and then would love to hear what you've got to say about the training subject that you're bringing to the table, which is talking about stories, which everyone has. So thanks so much. Congratulations, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Okay, great. I'm so excited. So basically, my story is the story of my life is I grew up kind of with natural medicine and nutrition kind of in my blood. My father is a really famous medical doctor that does natural medicine. He was an ER surgeon and delivered babies and worked in the hospital in St. Augustine, Florida. And he said that he just couldn't handle the amount of drugs that doctors were prescribing, and he just couldn't handle the amount of people that were just so sick, you know. So he just saw a lot of need to help people get better using nutrition and advanced nutrition. So I just kind of grew up, like I didn't think it was any different. You know, I grew up with organic food, and I grew up with getting homeopathics and nutrition anytime we got sick or like that, or to prevent sickness. So it was just very natural for me to go to school to be a doctor of oriental medicine, and it's just my passion. So this is something that I've been doing. I've had my clinic in Melbourne, Florida, open for 13 years. And then I married my husband, my awesome husband, almost 7 years ago, left my office, started only going, driving over 1 day a week, 2 days a week for patients, and started another office over on the working at an office in Clearwater, Florida, and then where my husband lives, moved over. We started having babies and then opened up another office in Tampa. So I now have 3 offices, but with Curium really fallen into my lap about a year ago by our amazing 4-star crown, Sonia Magruder, introducing it to me. And it just really fell in I fell in love with this company and with the movement. And it just seemed like to align with my personal movement. And I just thought, hey, like this is just a way we can really do a lot of good in the world.
Well, that's a great story, and when you talk about your dad being a famous doctor, you know, you told me his name. I said, I've met him before. I knew who he was. So absolutely, you know, you were born and raised, you know, with holistic nutrition. Most people are not blessed to have that kind of experience, but, you know, we're appreciative that you took that knowledge, adopted the Purium products. And so, you know, you're a fantastic storyteller. I know that, you know, stories have helped to drive your business. You've got amazing stories about products, amazing stories about the business happening all throughout your downline. So why don't you talk a little bit about how to, you know, use stories correctly, and we're all ears.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so tonight in our training, I'm going to talk about the powerful use of stories in our Purium business. As network marketers, we are essentially paid storytellers. So tonight I'm going to teach you how to package and present a powerful story to share with your prospects. Basically, we have to think about the fact that facts tell, but stories sell. And so the thing about it is stories are what connect us emotionally to what we're hearing. So they're also what we remember later on after a conversation. So if you remember going, like maybe when you were in school in junior high and your teacher's trying to get a point across to you, if that teacher uses a personal story on a way that training really reached him, then that's going to be something you're going to remember later, right? So every story needs structure. So first off, we want to think about when you're thinking about your own personal story that you're going to use at every HHH and when training with team members, you're going to have to, first off, number one, you're going to have to think, what was your health history or challenge? Were you tired all the time? Were you 30 pounds overweight? Were you not sleeping good? Whatever was really getting you down health-wise, you have to really emphasize that when you're talking to people. Number two, you want to talk about who introduced you to Purium or to the 10-day transformation. Who is that person that came into your life and afterwards you'll forever be changed? You really want to emphasize that also. Number three, you want to talk about what initial results did you see when you were doing your 10-day transformation? Were you feeling better? Were you suddenly on day four, you had a ton of energy? I got to hear a wonderful story by a good friend of mine, Jennifer Hoyle. She is a Green Diamond on our team, and she was telling her story. And her story is always amazing because you just can really feel it when she's telling it. She had massive migraines for years and years and years, weekly, to where she would have to be in bed. And on the first night of her transformation, she had a mind-blowing migraine. And she tells the story where you can literally feel your head pounding as she's telling it. And then she tells she wanted to quit right away. And her husband, Phil, said, no, you're not quitting. You got us into this. We're going to stick it out and see what happens. And so she went to sleep. And the next day woke up amazing, has felt amazing ever since, and has not had a migraine now in 7 months. And she knows, like, the reason. So as you're hearing that story, you just feel it. You know, you feel it with her. So the next thing is the fourth thing is what is the best part of your result? What is the best thing? Like Jennifer's, her migraines are gone. Another example is I'm 28 pounds down now. I no longer feel the effects of my low thyroid. And the one thing I have to say is, I initially didn't have a story to tell. Like a lot of people will say, well, I didn't have that mind-blowing transformation story. I had good energy, yeah, but I didn't really have a lot of weight to lose. If that's the case with you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using other people's stories, getting very good with telling other people's stories. For me personally, I was newly pregnant when I found out about Purium. And I was pregnant for most of the time that I was building my organization. So I didn't have that amazing transformation story. I used all the products for nutrition, but I couldn't do the 10-day transformation full force. So I myself was one of those people. I never had a personal story. But I've had hundreds of amazing stories from patients. And that's one thing for me, and that's one thing that really got me, showed me that we have something amazing with this company, were the amount of patients that were just having these mind-blowing transformation stories. With blood pressure going down and feeling better and eczema going away and just amazing, amazing stories. So when you give your body the proper nutrition, you're going to find someone that has an awesome story, and you will also get the same results yourself. So the next thing you have to do is practice. Practice, practice, practice. You can practice makes perfect. So you have to think, every single time you tell your story, you're going to get a little bit better. You're going to emphasize the right part. You know, this is completely, we're not going to be exaggerating. We're not going to be, obviously, we're going to be completely honest in our story, but there's going to be certain parts of the story that people are really going to relate to. And you want to make your story really powerful to where the whole room gasps when you tell it, you know. So that takes practice, you know, and you're going to get better, a little bit better, every single time you do it. You also want to make sure to be time conscious, because when you're at an HHH, people don't like drawn out stories. They want a powerful story in 3 minutes. So you want to make sure and practice to get it down so that you say the main points to get it within those 3 minutes. And ultimately, you really want to realize that by using these powerful stories, you're going to have the ability to motivate someone from the inside. You're going to help them to really relate to you and to relate to what you're saying. And you're going to move them to make a change, to take that first step towards changing their life and their health, which could really like be a game changer for them and their health. The next thing I want to talk about is telling the company story for those prospects that would be interested in the business. Our company, just like Tracy was saying earlier, our company is amazing. I've had so many people tell me that have network marketing experience previously to this that they can't believe the amazing company that we're a part of. For me, I didn't know any different. You know, I just knew that I'd been offered to be in 50,000 companies before this. It feels like 50,000. But I always said no because there was nothing that really motivated me. There was nothing that really got me. And this company did. I was hooked. Because you hear the story about our amazing owners and Dave Sandoval, his history with learning about Scream Superfoods and just the heart behind the company, and that really reaches your heart. So you want to be able to tell people this and tell them the story of the company in 3 to 5 minutes. And when you do, not only talk about the amazing company, about the fact that they have their own manufacturing facility. I personally love to tell people how they produce everything raw, low heat, so that it retains its original nutritional value. That, to me, like, is amazing. But you also want to talk about the positioning and the timing of the company. The time is now for people to get into our company because of the fact you want to create a little bit of urgency when you're doing this. The time is now because right now we're the trend, you know, like organic foods and cleanses. This is the trending market, and our company is at the perfect sweet spot to have explosive growth. So anyone that with any business sense is going to hear that, and they're going to realize and know a good thing when they see it. So you want to be able to talk about that urgency to really show them how amazing our company is, and really move them, and it'll be like a call to action. So I'm done with my training. I just wanted to say that stories are super powerful. Use them weekly. You want to do a lot of events and tell a lot of stories, and that will keep your team really keyed in and really help you to add a lot of growth to your team.
Well, Dana, that was a fantastic training, and leads right into my last comment, which is convention. You know, if you want to learn more stories, the best place to go is convention. There's going to be 1,000 people there, and most all of them have either a fantastic health story or a fantastic business story or both. So it's a great way to build your business on so many levels, not only what happens on stage, but also what happens at our breaks and at our healthy happy hours and meeting new people and learning new stories. And it builds conviction, as Tracy was talking about, and builds that belief and builds that commitment and builds that attitude, and it builds your story, your storybook, if you will, that Dana was talking about. So 30 days from now, 31 days from now, we're going to be in Anaheim. It's going to be very, very, very exciting, and you're going to get a chance to meet people like Tracy and like Dana. So thanks so much for sharing so generously tonight. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Congratulations to Jeff Oshiro. And we just went through that great list of top 10, $3,000 on the line, actually $6,000 total. So hope you are at convention to see those winners and see Tracy and Dana go across stage at their new ranks, and looking forward to seeing everybody next month. So thank you. Thanks for joining us tomorrow night, David Sandoval. I think he's going to be doing more frequently asked questions around the transformation. So always good information. Catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everyone.